We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
As the Met bullpen was blowing it, I was watching Woj on ESPN last night do an NBA free agency special. And I'm very, very, very nervous, but also simultaneously very, very excited because the frenzy of NBA free agency is very exciting, but my team has a lot on the line, so I'm very nervous about all that. And so there's a few things that have jumped out at me. Number one, it really sounds like Kevin Durant is going to decide between our teams, the Nets and the Knicks. We know where you stand. You don't want them. You want nothing to do with them. I have been 70-30 against, 60-40 against in that range. And I think a part of it, Joe, is I try to talk myself into the reward of a healthy Kevin Durant 2 years from now. But that's difficult because that is 2 years from now. He is going to be 32 2 years from now, a year and a half from now. He is coming off a torn Achilles, and it's going to cost them D'Angelo Russell. And I'm trying to talk myself into Kyrie Irving and trying to explain to myself, oh, this is great, this is amazing, this is going to work. But obviously, for the same reasons you would and the same reasons a lot of people would, there's a lot of nervousness about it. I mean, Kyrie Irving clearly had issues in that locker room in Boston, and he's coming into a similar locker room in Brooklyn. And I talk about it as if it's fact because every report basically says it's done, that Kyrie's coming to Brooklyn. That's it. Deal with it.
It's true. That's all you hear.
That's all you hear.
100% right. You hear it all the time.
And I think I don't want to sit there, and you mentioned before about Russell potentially going to the Lakers. I don't want to sit there and root against D'Angelo Russell. I like him. I have nothing against him. The guy wants to be back. But I think naturally, Joe's a sports fan. I'm not going to want him to become a 10-time All-Star.
Yeah, no,
because there's going to be that regret of, it could have been us. The Laker thing is weird, but it also does make a lot of sense. Because when you look at what L.A. needs around LeBron James and around Anthony Davis, Russell's a great fit.
No, for them, yeah. But that makes a lot of sense.
But even though Magic Johnson isn't running the team anymore, he's still Magic Johnson. You know, he is still the Laker. So to go back there, if you're D'Angelo Russell, willingly shows, I guess, some forgiveness to some of the things Magic has said about his leadership over the last couple of years.
Yeah, I guess so. I the more I think about it, if the Knicks do sign Durant, to me, that's a Dolan. That Dolan's making that call. I really believe that.
That wouldn't be coming from Scott Perry?
No. I really don't buy that at all. I think if they signed Durant, that's Dolan making that, saying we got to sign him.
I don't know, because
that's me.
I think that Scott Perry, and look, I see Twitter, and I got to admit, I'm going to be honest with you, and you're not one of them. A part of what pushes me towards being, quote, excited for Kevin Durant is how miserable it's going to make a lot of Knicks fans. I got to admit that to you.
Well, they're crazy.
They are crazy.
The Knicks fan is crazy.
And I know that's not rational
they
on my
really
part,
are.
But I'm being honest.
No,
with you.
I understand
it. It drives them nuts.
Yeah.
Because
well, the Knicks fan will rue the day that we wind up with Durant. I guarantee it.
But the reason why I think it could be Scott Perry is, I think he may look at it and say, sure, he's going to be 32. Sure, he's coming off a torn Achilles. But we're not giving up anything to get him. And
right.
That's the one thing.
Well, I understand
thing.
That. You're giving up cap room. But
that's
yeah.
it. Right. You're giving up, which you can use for other things, no doubt. You could use it for either a good young player like D'Angelo Russell. They're apparently interested in Julius Randle. Or to absorb a bank contract to take back picks. So it's not as if it means nothing. You're giving up that. But from a player's standpoint, you're not giving anything up.
Yeah.
So I don't necessarily think it's just a Dolan thing. But it does sound like the Knicks think he's coming to Brooklyn because of Kyrie Irving.
Well,
I don't know what the heck's going to happen. All I know is get me there.
If you don't want him, I don't wish him on your team. I just don't want him anywhere near my team because I could see this. I'm sorry. I mean, how many times you got to get bitten before you realize, maybe this isn't a good idea. I mean, I could see him coming back 2 years from now being great. Like, I could see it. Great. Plays 50, 60 games. The Knicks are rolling. You know, everybody's excited. Oh, look at the Ren. He's been great. And then all of a sudden, there's that moment when he goes up for that jump shot and he comes down and he doesn't get up.
But here's the thing.
And I'm telling you, that scares me more than anything.
No, it scares me too. I mean, we're in agreement about the fear of what he is coming off injury or if that he's going to re-injure himself. Today, and I don't mean to remind you this to be a jerk, it's the reality. Today's the anniversary of the McDice trade.
Is it today?
It is. But here's
2002, right?
2002, 17 years.
Wow.
But here's the difference.
Wow.
Here's the difference.
Yeah.
You gave something up.
Well, first of all, the difference, let's by no means was Antonio McDyess in the same stratosphere as Kevin Durant.
Right, yeah.
Let's start with that.
Right.
McDyess was a nice player. He was nowhere near what this guy is. And you're right. They wouldn't be giving up, the first-round draft choice that Marcus Camby for the guy. No, I understand that. I get it.
But I think that's a part of it, that the McDyess thing was, A, he's not Durant,
right,
and B,
right,
they gave up something to get him. What
right.
the Knicks are giving up is cap space. What the Nets are giving up is probably D'Angelo Russell, but they're probably going to give up D'Angelo Russell anyway.
Right. Looks that
because
way.
Sean Marks is making the determination
right.
that he better be right,
right
on
right, right.
that he'd rather have the talent of Kyrie Irving than maybe the sanity and the potential of D'Angelo Russell.
Right.
And the thing about Sean Marks and the thing about Scott Perry, remember this because it's so freaking true. It is easier to be a general manager when you're rebuilding and you're collecting assets and no one expects you to be good.
No doubt.
When it becomes
difficult, no doubt about it, when
it's time to win.
When there's expectations now.
So Sean Marks, who's been lauded as a genius by everybody, guy is so brilliant, and he's been great. He did take on Alan Crabb's contract, but whatever, okay. We can all make mistakes. He did give Tyler Johnson one of the worst contracts ever. He got lucky. Miami matched
Everybody
it.
Makes bad moves.
Though. Okay, he does. No,
the
fine.
Best GMs have their, They're bad moves they make.
Absolutely, and I'm just calling them out. I'm not saying he isn't a good GM. He's great.
Right.
He's done a great
right.
job.
Right.
But building a winner, going to the next level, that's where things get difficult. Making the decision to sign Kyrie Irving over D'Angelo Russell is a difficult decision. The same decision Scott Perry's eventually going to make if they go through this rebuild. Going to that next step is a lot more difficult than rebuilding. Because rebuilding, no one expects anything. I didn't expect 42 wins out of the Nets. You don't expect anything out of the Knicks next year, assuming they don't sign anybody.
Nope.
But if they win 38 games, you'd say, oh, my God, Scott Perry's done a great job. Yeah, this is fantastic. It's the next
38
step.
Games with this roster? Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, of course. But the next step
right.
is
right.
where it's difficult.
Right.
And so I don't know what's going to happen a week from now. It feels like Kleinman, his manager, wants him with the Knicks. It feels like Kyrie is daring him, saying, hey, I'm going to Brooklyn. You want to team up with me? We've talked about this for 2 years. This is the place it's going to be. And we'll see what happens. And the other thing about the Durant thing, why I'm negative towards it, it's short-sighted, but I'm being honest, is what do I get this year? What do I get? I get nothing.
Right. You don't get him.
He's not playing.
Right, no, of course.
And I'm not going to be able to fix the issues that they have. For you, it's different.
And you're not going to have D'Angelo.
We're not going to. We're replacing Kyrie with D'Angelo.
Right, right.
And he better be better.
Right.
He better be better.
He better be.
You will look at it because we're similar in that we don't like moves. We tell everybody we don't like it, and then we have to accept it, like Adam Gase.
Right.
You have to accept
right.
it.
And we hope that we're wrong.
You will
I
say,
hope I'm wrong about Gase.
Of course. You will say if they sign Durant, all right, the same thing I'm going to say. I don't want to hear his name now for a year.
Right.
We'll talk about
He's
him next
on the
year.
Team.
He's not on the team. Next year we'll mention him. We'll talk about the impact. Right now, I don't want to think about him. And that's more difficult for me to do because I have higher expectations next year. I want them to be a playoff team.
Right. Right.
You're rebuilding.
Right.
So it's like, all right, Durant's not here.
But you know what? Though the problem is all you're going to hear about is Durant. I mean, that's what the whole year, for the Knicks, the whole year would be based on, don't worry, the cavalry's coming. And,
yes.
And that's what we get all year. You get all that hype. It would be hype, 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 hype. Don't worry. Here comes Durant. And that, so there'd be no getting away from it, even though you're right. I don't want to hear about him because he's not really on the team.
It's crazy to me that on June 26th, days before free agency, how we both feel about this as compared to what we would have thought of a month ago.
Well, yeah, before he got hurt.
Yeah.
Sure.
It just was
a different
feel. The other rumor Woj dropped is that the Rockets are very interested in a sign and trade for Jimmy Butler, which sounds as if that is going to be the most catastrophic thing that could happen. Why not throw that personality into that locker room that supposedly has issues already between James Harden and Chris Paul, even though everybody's denying it? PJ Tucker the other day said it's not real.
Right.
It's not true. There are no issues.
Right.
But the reason why, if I'm the Rockets, I'm thinking about doing this, even though it's probably going to explode, is if I'm the Rockets, am I winning an NBA championship with what I have right now?
Definitely not.
So do you take that risk? That kind of Hail Mary of, let me bring in Jimmy. Let me bring him to Houston. He's from Texas. Him and Harden are going to get along. They're buddies. Obviously, he's a really good player. We get that. Let's just try it. If it backfires, whatever. We weren't going to win anyway.
Mm.
And maybe that's the attitude Daryl Morey has right now in Houston. And if you're Philadelphia, do you agree to a sign and trade? Because the only way this thing could work is if the Sixers agree to make a sign and trade, which would give them assets back. Hey, if they're going to lose Jimmy Butler, you may as well get assets.
Right, right.
But are you going to help Jimmy Butler leave you? Because the Sixers really want to keep him. They don't want to let him go. And the other Nick rumor is interest in Julius Randle.
That's a different story.
The thing about
he's a young player. you know.
They have to, in my opinion, I don't know if they can. If they're going to sign Julius Randle, it cannot be a long-term deal. I think that would
How old is he?
He's only 24, I think. Let me confirm that.
Yeah, he's 24
years
old. Right.
But I what I always tell you, I say this about the Nets, but especially the Knicks, when I sign a guy, is that contract tradable in 2 years? That's what I have to think about, or tradable right away. I'm fearful that even though Randle took a big step last year with the Pelicans, he still leaves a lot to be desired defensively, that maybe what we saw last year is the best of him. And I fear that if I sign him to a long-term deal, that contract does become untradeable. So I think if I'm not getting Durant, which most Knicks fans want, right? And the Knicks want, despite your opinion or my
right, no,
view on
well,
it.
Of course.
That's what they want. That's their goal. And obviously Kawhi, but let's just ignore that for now.
He's not coming here.
I think you got to go short-term with everybody. Maybe not Russell. You want to go long-term on Russell? Fine. You want to get my guy D'Angelo? I get it. You got to give him the max. But I even think with a guy like Randle, despite being 24 years old, I'd be afraid to make it a long-term contract. I'd want it to be short because I think your priority's got to be to not only sign young players with an upside, but young players with an upside who can become tradable, whether it's much later this year or next year. So you can turn that into even more assets.
Mm.
So that's how I would look at Julius Randle.
Yeah. Yeah, I have no issue with Julius Randle. If they want to bring him in, that's fine.
Hey, the truth is the Knicks have to sign people because they've got to spend money, but they've got to do it in a way.
They
got to
be smart.
Yeah, short
they
term.
Be smart.
They got to go short term.
They can't be dumb.
They got to go short
term.
You
can't be throwing money at Kemba Walker and Tobias Harris. You can't be doing that.
And the funny thing about this is all free agents are not created equal with every team. Kemba Walker to the Celtics is very different than Kemba Walker to the Knicks. Tobias Harris
of
to
course.
My team is very different than Tobias Harris to your team.
Of course.
It's all very different. But I agree with you, as good as Kemba can fit with certain teams, as good as Tobias would fit with my team, that doesn't make sense with the Knicks. The Knicks are a rebuilding team. And let me give this compliment to the Knicks, because I mean this. They are in position to do this right. Now, R.J. Mm-hmm. Barrett's got to develop into a star. We'll see
we
if he can.
So. Let's hope.
Kevin Knox has to make big improvements from year one. We'll see if he can. For now, Frank Ntilikina is on this basketball team.
Yep, he's still there.
And he's only 20. Mitchell Robinson now with more minutes. Mm-hmm. If those guys, development is the other thing that's incredibly important for this team moving forward. But between assets and cap room, they're positioned to rebuild
the right
way.
No, they're in a good spot. They're in a good spot as long as they don't do anything dumb. They got a lot of draft choices, as you said. They got a lot of cap space. They got a lot of young players. Don't do anything stupid. That's it.
And the debate now is, well, what is stupid?
Yeah. Well, to me, stupid is signing Kevin Durant.
I got
that's
you.
That's me.
I got you, man. Well, right now it sounds like Kevin Durant's going to be in New York next year rehabbing either with the Knicks or the Nets.
Mm.
We'll see how it plays out. And I don't think we're going to find out right away. Free agency begins Sunday night at 6 o'clock. I mean, maybe it'll take five days, a week.
Let's hope it's not dragged on for
just
eternally.
Put us out of our misery.
You know, don't be dragging it on until like August, all right?
No, it won't be that long.
No.
I think LeBron last year signed on the 4th of July, didn't he?
Was that what it was?
I think it was early on. Just put us out of our misery. Let us find out what we're doing, because it's been over a year we've talked about this. That's the other thing. It's surreal that we're finally at the doorstep of NBA free agency.
Seems like just 10 minutes ago we were talking about LeBron and the same thing.
I know.
Who's going to be the guy? Who's going to be the guy that Knicks are looking at 5-6 years from now? The guy that we got to sign this guy. He's coming here. Who's that guy?
Just remember, though.
Who's that guy going to be? I don't know.
Well, Giannis in 2 years.
Maybe. Who knows?
Zion Williamson
in seven years, or whatever it is. There you go, Zion.
Yeah, R.J. Barrett already saying he's going to recruit him.
Yeah, well, I'm sure.
Oh, boy.
Painful.
NBA free agency, baby.
It's better than the season.
Yeah, really? Well, for certain teams, it is. Definitely.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.